See, I figured this out. If I don't get done on time, I'll just do like that. It's good to be here today. Good to see everybody come this way. And all you folks that came to honor and to be in church, your father and your dad, I appreciate that. I really do. That means something to me. I heard them saying, well, you know, I've got this child, but they're in church. My daughter's not here, but I bet she's in church. The circumstance with her is the pastor's wife, they expect her to be in church. I don't know what that's all about, y'all, but anyway, good to see everybody here. Share a few verses of scripture with you this morning, the book of Genesis chapter 18. Going to talk about Abraham. You know, his promise from God was that he was going to make his children as the sands of the sea and the stars of the sky. And so that was going to be a great opportunity. You talk about Father Abraham. Now, you know, several of us have got more than one or two or three kids, and we know that each one of them takes a certain amount of time. And I got to think about Abraham when God told him, he said, your children's going to be as the sands of the sea and the stars of the sky. That would probably have overwhelmed me. I'd said, well, just go ahead and bury me. That's going to be good enough, you know. But Abraham was in touch with God in a way that he knew and could understand God's way and transmitted that to his children. Now, that's where we get. You know, it's one thing for a daddy to tell you his ideas and his values, and it's another that when we start telling them God's ideas and God's values, you know. My dad had a lot of opinions, and my dad had a lot of advice to me. Most of it was wrong. Because most of the time when I'd get the most advice for him was the time he'd get the drunkest. And then he'd give some advice that just really wasn't any good whatsoever, you know. And I thought, through the years, I thought, okay, I've saw what it's been in my family history, and this has happened, this happened, this happened. And I thought, I'm going to break that chain. And I want to talk to dads this morning about breaking chains in the family. You be the one that breaks it, that it not reoccur. It don't take place anymore. And as I thought about, you know, how he dealt with me in several situations, he was wrong most of the time. It was usually the alcohol talking. And I thought, I don't ever want to give my children wrong advice, and so I'm going to base my advice on the Word of God. When you tell them what God said, that'll be right every time. Now, you know, that there's no doubt in my mind. You say, well, this is what God shows, and this is what God says about that. And a lot of people say, well, he don't have the answer for everybody. I believe he does. Let's look at Genesis chapter 18. Talk about Father Abraham. And the Lord appeared unto him in the plains of Mamre, and he sat in the tent door in the heat of the day. So we get the example. Here's him sitting in the tent in the heat of the day, and the Lord appears to him. That's a good thought, that God is appearing to our fathers, that God is appearing to us as a father, that we have the illustration, and we have his word that we can transmit and correspond with our children in. And so here it is in verse 2, and he lifted up his eyes and looked, and lo, three men stood by him. And when he saw them, he ran to meet them from the tent door and bowed himself toward the ground. Every time I look at verse 2, I begin to see about the hospitality. You know, this is part of being a dad, that we're willing to give, right? That we're really willing to sacrifice sometimes what we have to help in a situation when others come around. He saw three men appear. He's talking to God, sees three men appear. They're going to be angels. He knows that probably. But I'm going to tell you, he wants to take care of the needs of the people that came to him. In verse 3, and said, my Lord, if now I have found favor in thy sight, pass not away, I pray thee, from thy servant. Let a little water, I pray thee, be fetched, and wash your feet, and rest yourself under the tree. Trying to give comfort to strangers, I guess you'd call them at that time. He didn't know who they were. And so we could get an illustration that dad should have a hospitality about them. Amen. I believe that the illustration God would give us as a father, that we be apt to hospitality. That we be open to see the need. See, he went a little farther. He said, let me pray, let a little water, I pray, be fetched, and wash your feet and rest yourself. He saw the need that they had. Every time we read through this, and every time I think about Father Abraham and the promise God had made to him, he is putting him more or less in training to be ready to take care of the multitudes, right? First of all, he's showing him to be hospitable. Show hospitality. He's showing him to look at the needs. Look at the needs. Now, I want to say a little bit about looking at the needs. There's so many times as a father, you know, we see children, our children, in need, but we want to overlook that because we don't want to admit that they need that. You have needs in life. One of the greatest things I ever needed in life was a Savior. But I never heard it from my daddy because he wanted to overlook that need. He didn't want to admit that there was a need for a Savior in people's life. And so we overlook sometimes about our children's needs about a Savior, first of all. And then after they receive a Savior, we overlook the needs that they have to be in church somewhere in the fellowship and God, with God's people. And so Abraham looked and saw the needs. That would counsel us to look for, at the needs that our children have. He got a lot of wants too, hadn't he? And there's a difference between needs and wants. But he was willing to look at the needs that they had and actually to do something about it. In verse 5, and I will fetch a morsel of bread and comfort ye your hearts that after you shall pass on, for therefore are you come to your servant. Notice the word servant. Abraham, Father Abraham, going to be the father of a great nation, a great people. And first of all, he had to learn about servant. Sometimes that brings us to a place of humility when we think, well, I'm a servant to my family. It's hard to think about dad being servant to the children, isn't it? But it's true, isn't it? That there's times in life we have to take that role on, that we do something for them. And there's a lot of times that our role is the role of a servant, that we're going to help them. Servants made sacrifices. They gave of themselves. This is a lot about fathers, isn't it? And finishing the verse, and they said, so do as thou hast said. And Abraham hastened into the tent unto Sarah and said, make ready quickly 3 measures of fine meal, knead it, and make cakes upon the hearth. And Abraham ran into the herd and fetched a calf, tender and good, and gave it to unto a young man, and he hasted to dress it. And he took butter and milk and the calf which he had dressed and set it before them, and he stood by them under the tree, and they did eat. He gave them something of all the material things he had. He was willing to share with them. Now, sharing material things with our children is a good thing. But let me tell you something greater than that. Share your love with them. Share your love with them. Let them see by your actions that you love them. Have you showed your kids you love them? And by action, yeah, it's real good to tell people, I love you. I hear that quite a bit. Sometimes I believe it, sometimes I don't. And I'm talking about just, you know, routine, oh, I love you. And sometimes I can believe it, sometimes I don't, because the actions don't match the words. You really love somebody, you take care of them, you see after them and help them through, don't you? This father mentality that I'm trying to preach today is the first thing you do is love your kids. That you love your children. And that don't mean they get everything they want. That don't mean that you always give in. That don't mean they're always right. But it means you love them regardless. I see that through Abraham when he began to share what he had and brought it before the visitors and began to take care of their needs. This is Father Abraham I'm talking about. If you read on through the rest of this chapter, you're going to find that this was the forecast. These three told Sarah and Abraham about the child that was going to be born. You're going to spend time in this finding that it was hard to believe. It was hard to comprehend. But all things are possible with God. Now, I see many times that we've got to have confidence in our children the same way Abraham had confidence in his God. Now, if you never thought about this, the best thing we can do is have confidence in them and tell them, say, I trust you and I've got confidence in you. Are we willing to do that? That we've got enough confidence in our children that we've brought them up in such a way that they know right from wrong and say, I trust you to do the right thing. I've got confidence in you. How many dads this morning took time to tell their children and said, I've got confidence in you, I trust you, and I love you? Boy, it'll make a difference, won't it? Make a difference in children. It'll make a difference in relationship between fathers and children. And that's a big thing that needs worked on in this day and time. It's not just fathering a child, but it's showing them how to live, how to conduct their life. But they tell them about the child that's going to be born. They give them this revelation to say, you're going to have a child. And they both think, well, we're pretty old. I don't know. Sarah even laughed and denied, you know, but God corrected that. But I want you to understand that God had confidence that he could complete this and take care of it. And so in verse 14 down there, it said, is anything too hard for the Lord? At the appointed time, I will return unto thee according to the time of life, and Sarah shall have a son. And we're talking about something that looked impossible in that day and time, but it said, is anything too hard for the Lord? When I think about how this would apply to our lives as fathers, as dad, is there anything too hard for the Lord? You got a problem in your family? Pray about it. You got trouble with a child? Pray for them. Amen. Ask God's help in it. Is there anything too hard for the Lord? You know, there's things that overwhelm us. You know, I talked to a man the other day. He said, my son's on drugs. And I said, have you prayed for him? He said, no. I said, you need to. You know, here's a man of God telling me that his son's got on drugs. He's searching rehab. He's taking everything in the world. He's scolding him. He's getting on. I said, first of all, pray for him. I said, there's nothing too hard for God. I said, that could change the whole situation. Could turn it all around. Pray for him. Is there anything too hard for God? This asks a question, but I could answer it over in some other scripture. It said there's nothing too hard for God. So the promise of a child, Isaac, is promised through the rest of this chapter. And you're going to find later through these scriptures that God blessed him with the child Isaac. You're also going to find that God tempted Abraham and told him to take that very child up and make a sacrifice. To shorten this down just a little bit, I hadn't saw any lights flash. To shorten this down just a little bit, you're going to find as Abraham and Isaac journeyed toward the mountain to make the sacrifice, Isaac asked him, Father, here's the wood. Here's the knife. Where's the sacrifice? And Abraham told him, said, God will supply a sacrifice. But now I want you to have an understanding of what I got out of this. Isaac knew about sacrifice. Isaac knew about how his daddy worshiped. Isaac knew how his daddy served God. There's so many of us, it's hid from our children what we do in our church. How we worship, how we praise God. We ought to share that with them sometimes. Say, come and go to church with me. Isaac knew what was taking place. He didn't understand it all, but his father had shown him through the time about sacrifice, about serving God, about pleasing God. And I thought so many times that we would teach our children the values and the principles of God, what a better world we'd be growing into, right? Young parents, if there's one thing you can teach your children, it's about the Lord and His values and His statutes and His commandments and His will. That's the greatest thing you can teach them. Amen. I think I'll close there today. Everybody, if you would, stand to your feet. You're going to be dismissed. We will not have an evening service tonight. Gives everybody time to visit with their dads and spend time with them. And dads, your children come spend time with you, hopefully. Hope that happens. But good to see everybody. Pray about our church. I know we get slack on that sometimes. You take it for granted. You look around and say, oh, got a pretty good crowd. Had good music this morning. had a little bit of preaching. We're okay. Pray for the church. We need to continue to pray for it at all times. That ought to be a top priority. We pray for our church, the place where we attend and worship and praise the Almighty God. And so be sure to do that. Pray for the church. Pray for each other. Got several folks sick. Several of them came back from singing school. Must have been a tough singing school. I'm telling you, come back on walkers and at the doctor. Must have been a tough time down there this time. But anyway, we survived it and got them back. Continue to pray for Brandy. Good to have her back. Amen. Sue said she appreciated everybody from the church that was able to come Friday night down to the closing. I heard they had a real good time. I heard it just got really, really good down there. And that's a good report. Okay. Anything else before we go? Anyone? Is you doing something next week or not? Undecided. Okay, undecided. Any word? Anything before we dismiss? Dennis, since you're back, how about dismisses in prayer?